And welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy at the Impact York. That makes you guys incredible listeners. Thank you for tuning in. A bunch to get into because this show is happening so late in the week. We apologize for that. Things happen around the holidays. We all know that, right? All right. I will even update you on the fact that the two pro teams we talk about, the Canes and the Preds, are playing each other right now. We'll get into that here shortly. Not sure why that other one did not do what I thought it would do. However, let's get right into it. On Tuesday, the Canes were in Chicago. They got the big win 4-2 over the Blackhawks, where Aho, Niederreiter, Svechnikov, and Marty Natchez scored goals. And that one, Peter Mrazek, 30 amazing, incredible saves for the victory there. Now, a couple nights later on Thursday, they were in Philadelphia. This was last week, of course. They were in Philadelphia to face those pesky Flyers. The Flyers ended up taking that one 5-3 in the losing effort. Mrazek with 18 saves. Sebastian Aho, who continues to heat up. Wallmark and Teuvo Teravainen, all with the goals in that one. There we go. Pull up what I need to pull up. Last Saturday, hosted the Panthers. The Floridians came in. They couldn't do much as the Canes doubled them up 4-2 for the win. Dougie Hamilton, Pesh, Svechnikov, and Marty Natchez again with the big goals there. And Peter Mrazek with 21 saves in the winning effort. Last Sunday in Detroit, big win, 2-0. Aho and Teravainen. Reimer with 19 saves for the victory. I'm telling you, it's incredible. Last Wednesday, a couple days ago, right before Turkey Day, they were in New York to take on the Rangers. They lost that one 3-2, where it's Zingel and Fogel with the goals in the losing effort, and Mrazek with 22 saves. And then that was the last one. Upcoming schedule for our Hurricanes. Well, tonight they are hosting the Nashville Predators. I'll give you an update as soon as it comes back on television because, of course, we were watching that one. And this Saturday they will be in Tampa to take on the Lightning, 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. Let's go to the Predators. Last Tuesday they hosted the Winnipeg Jets. They lost that one 2-1. Where Bonino had the long goal, Saros with 23 saves. You know, I like that they're balancing out Saros and Pekka-Rinne a little bit. Give both of them a little bit of a rest while still keeping them both pretty active. Let's see, where was that? Last Thursday, they hosted the Vancouver Canucks. Lost that one 6-3. Wasn't a very good homestand. Yarncrook, Johansson, and Duchene. I still think of Duchene, I think is how you say his name. I always say his name wrong. I apologize with the saves in that one. Pekka-Rinne, 12 saves. Saros, 5 saves. It was a rough night. Last Saturday in St. Louis had the big win 4-2, where Philip Forsberg, Sissons, Ekholm, and Yarncrook all had goals in that one. Saros with the 24-save victory. This past Monday, they hosted the St. Louis Blues. They won that one in a shootout, where the game goals were by Bonino and Johansson, Philip Forsberg, and Daniel Carr with the big shootout goals. Saros, 23 saves. Fantastic victory. And then this past Wednesday, they hosted the Vegas Golden Knights. They lost that one in overtime, 4-3. Where Duchene, Granlund, and Ellis had the goals in that one. Saros, 26 total saves. As far as the Hurricanes, I want to speak real quick. Their defense has been huge on the offensive front. They have a lot. It's not just good defense by the entire team. It is the defensemen that are putting up monster points. doing such fantastic things, getting plays started, even when they're not making it on the score sheet for the effort they're doing. And I think that has attributed a lot to the Canes' success, is having offensive defensemen who can also play defense really, really well. As far as the Predators, to get off their skid here, I think they just got to keep doing the things they're doing. You stay positive, you keep pushing the tempo, you keep you just try to stay on top of things and play Predator hockey, and the team's fine. In fact, they are currently, let's see, in the Central Division, they are tied with Minnesota, towards the bottom. It's still early. They are 6 points behind fourth place Dallas at the moment. Oh, okay. And, they're doing okay. 26 total points right now. Still early. I have no problems whatsoever with what they're doing. The Canes are 1 point behind fourth place Pittsburgh in the Metropolitan. They have 31 points. They are 10 points behind Washington, who is starting to run away with things again. The Islanders have come back to earth. They're in second. Philadelphia in third. They got the victory that I talked about not long ago. But overall, yeah, I think everybody's going to be fine. Oh, forgot. Upcoming schedule for the Predators. Told you about tonight's game. And then tomorrow night, they will be in Florida to take on the Panthers, 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. I have no problem with where either of these two teams sit right now. It's still early enough in the season, and they have yet to really go on their runs. So let's move over to the ECHL, which of course means we're going to talk about the Gladiators. Oddly enough, the Gladiators and Rabbits are playing right now in Atlanta. We will update you guys on that one as well. In fact, do we have a. After one, it is Swamp Rabbits 2, Atlanta 0, where Atlanta has 13 shots on goal. Swamp Rabbits have 18 and have actually spent 4 minutes in the penalty box. That's the way these two teams play. But that is your report on that one. It is 2-0 Nashville in the, I believe, beginning of the third. Beginning of the second, rather. 13 shots for Nashville, 12 for Carolina, and that is your update for there. Now let's talk about the Gladiators, where last Friday they welcomed in the, or they went to Greenville to face the Swamp Rabbits. They won that one 8-2, where Bly, Hanrun, or Hanown, rather, I can't read my own writing, Powers, Solovyev, Corbett, Nogard, and Marchin, who had two, all had goals in that one. Bonner, Big Bones, with eight saves for the victory. Last Saturday, welcomed in the Jacksonville Icemen, get the win 4-1. Lads are heating up. Hanown, Nesbitt, the captain, oh captain, my captain, Peterson, and Nogard, who has been white hot with the goals in that one. Ouellette with 28 saves. Let's see. How do we not have that? Let me get that last score for you guys. I would say upcoming schedule, but their only upcoming game until we do the next board check is going on right now. I'm looking up the we do not, I believe, on Wednesday when they hosted the Norfolk Admirals, they were able to defeat them. I am looking that up as we speak. Why I'm looking that up. Swamp Rabbits. Last Thursday, they welcomed in the Jacksonville Icemen. They got the 2-1 victory there, where May and Perkovic had the goals. Bednar with 25 saves. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I think Bednar might be the best goalie, at least in the division, if not league. Because the amount of shots that he faces, it is just insanely unreal. Last Friday, they, of course, I told you about, they hosted the Atlanta Gladiators, where they lost that one 8-2. Baptista and Pecoraro with the goals in that one. Helvig with 21 saves. Bednar had 8 or 9 saves, rather, in the losing effort. Here we go. Atlanta, when they hosted the Norfolk Admirals on Wednesday, won that one 4-2. Where Derek Nesbitt, Randolph, Marchand, and Neely all had goals in that one. The returning Dan Vladar, Darth Vladar as I call him, had 20 saves in the winning effort. And like I said, the upcoming game for the Rabbits and the Gladiators, they're playing each other right now in Atlanta, not far from where we're doing this show. I am also grabbing the last Swamp Rabbits game on Wednesday. They went to Jacksonville to take on the Icemen. They lost that one 4-2. Where Baptista and Pelich had the goals in that one. I believe Pelich hit a milestone. Did we write that one down? Did not. I believe he hit a milestone, though, and congratulations to him on that. Bednar had 36 saves in the losing effort. Some quick news and notes before we finish up and get out of here for the week. Bones, Sean Bonner. Bonner was called up to the AHL, the Providence Bruins, where he actually got his first victory the other night. As we watched Nashville score again, they were up 3-0. Carolina have the these really cool warm-up jerseys they were wearing for Hockey Fights Cancer Night. You can go to their website to find more information about that, how you can check them out, and also how you can do your part with helping fight cancer and the cause and everything. Nashville, Victor Arvidsson is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a lower body injury. It was from the cross check by St. Louis Blues player Bertuzzo, and an NHL note, Corey Perry played in his 1,000th game. He played a majority of them with Anaheim. He is now with Dallas. Got a little bit of recognition down there for that, but all the work that he put in Anaheim, I believe he scored 50 goals 1 year and won a scoring title. Corey Perry, definitely one of the biggest, more awesome players, kind of unsung heroes that you're going to hear from this generation of players here. Not as splashy as the Crosby and the Malkins and such like that, but definitely just one of those just really cool players. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in to another great edition of Board Check. This one entitled I don't know. We'll come up with a title between now and when we post it. Until then, I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes, go Preds, go Glads, go Rabbits, go watch hockey.